Today's shir is the Masech Bava Kama on Daf Vav. We will begin on Daf Hey Amid Beis. 8 lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line, with the words, Elalamai Hilchasa. In yesterday's shir, at the end, we learnt that if we would take Boer and any one of the other Ovis, we would be able to learn all the other Ovis from a Bameh Hatzad between Boer and that other Av. Except for Karen. And the reason Karen would not be able to be learned out is because all the other Ovis are Mu'ad Mitchilosan. A person has to be careful to watch that they do not cause damage. Whereas Karen, as Tosfos explains, according to the Man D'Yomar, the Palganiske Knossa, that actually a person does not have to think that his animal would gore, and it's only a knas that we give upon him. And therefore, we would not be able to learn out Karen from the other Ovis, which are Mu'ud Mitchila, that a person has to be on guard that his animal does not cause the various hezekos, for example, of Shen and Regal. And then the Gemara at the end of yesterday's shir said that if we hold, as Tosfos explains, Palka Niska is Memoina, which means that really for Karen as well, a person should have to watch his animal and think that the animal might gore, and it's only a Rachmanis that the Torah had, that they only charged him half the first few times, the first 3 times, until he becomes a Mu'ud. According to that Man D'Yomar, then even Karen could be learnt out from Bor and another one of the Ovis. That's what we learnt at the end of yesterday's shir. And now the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom of the Yavmid, asks, Elalamai Hilchasek Hasvinu Rachmana. If so, then why in fact, if all the other Ovis could be learnt out, and even according to one Man D'Yomar, Karen as well could be learnt out, why in fact did the Torah write down all of the Ovis if they could be learnt one from the other? The Gemara answers, L'Hilchaseyan. As Rashi says, L'mashi yesh bazeh, mashayim bazeh. Because each of the Ovis has its own unique individual halacha, and therefore the Torah had to write each of the Ovis Nezikin so that we could learn the specific halachas of that Av. And now the Gemara is going to enumerate on each Av. Karen, L'chalek bin Tamalu Ma'adis. Karen has a unique halacha that there's a difference between the first 3 times that an animal gores and past the 3rd time. The first 3 times it's a tam, it pays only chatzi nezek, half, and when it becomes a mu'ud, then it pays nezek shalom. Shen v'regel, the Torah had to write down, l'poitron v'shusarabim, because shen v'regel are unique, that they are potter if they do their damage in v'shusarabim. As Rashi brings down, we learn it out from the pasuk bir b'stei acher, that they're only chayiv if they did it, they did their damage in somebody else's field in the Rishus of the Nizik, their potter in the Rishus Arabim. Why did the Torah write Boer? Lifter Boer sa Kalim. Because Kalim that get damaged, let's say there was a saddle that was on top of the shore that fell into the Boer, he's chayiv for the damage to the shore, but he's not chayiv for the damage to the saddle. Lifter Boer sa Kalim. That's the unique halach of Bor. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayiv al Niske Kalim B'Bor. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have this machlokas further in the Masechta. He holds that you are Chayiv in a Bor for Kalim. So then the special unique halach of Bor is Lifter Bor Esa Adam, that if an Adam falls in, the one who dug the Bor is Potter. As we learn out, Shor V'loy Adam, that for an Adam who should be careful where he's walking, there we say that the person who made the boar is potter. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mechayiv boar for Kalim. There's a unique exception for boar that he's potter for Adam. Rashi points out, and he says, Nir ba'enai, I believe that the Gemara only brought down the case of boar because it was enumerating all of the Ovis Nezikin. Because in fact, boar is the one av that has to be written. Because Bor cannot be learnt from the other Ovis, because all the other Ovis are darkened Leilech Olahazik. They go out and do damage, whereas Bor stays in its place, and the animal falls into the Bor. The animal comes to the boar, not that the boar goes out and damages the animal. So boar, as we learned in yesterday's shir, has to be one of the two melamdim. So the Gemara really didn't have to explain why boar is written. Boar is written because it's going to have to be a melamed. But since it's explaining each one of the others, what's the unique halacha of each of, it mentions boar as well. So says Rashi. Continues the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Adam, why does it say Adam l'chayve bar bedvorim? The Adam has a unique halacha that if he's mazik, not only does he have to pay nezik like all the other avos, but he also has to pay tsar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. Eish, what's the unique halacha of Eish? Lifter boy satomen. That if, for example, there are begodim that are hidden in the godish, in the place where the grain is, the person who made the fire is potter, because the pasuk says in Shmois Chav Beis, as Rashi brings down two lines from the bottom of the Amud, Oy hakoma, and we make a drasha at the end of Perek HaKoinis on Daf Samach, the ma koma begoli, just like the standing grain is revealed, af kol goli, everything that is chayiv for Eish has to be revealed. Lafuke tomen deloy. If something's hidden, then it's potter, and this is only a halacha by Eish. Whereas by shor, bor, and mave, even if it was hidden, the owner would be chayiv for the damage of the shor or the bor. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda the Mechayv, and this case, tomen be'eish, lasu yemai. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this halacha as well, and he holds that even Eish is chai for Tamin. So what's the special unique halacha of Eish? As we turn to the Vav Amid Aleph, La'asuye lichecha niroi, that if he set a fire on things which are not usually burnt, his fire licked a piece of ground that had been plowed, and will now be necessary for the owner to replow his field. Now the fire obviously cannot destroy the field as in the case of wood that it would consume, paper or buildings, but it can cause some damage that the owner will have to replow the field. Or sichsicha, it scorched avonav. Rashi explains that the lashon of sichsicha is similar to the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis by a pegima, a nick that we find on a sakin that makes it possible for shchita. It's called sakin misuch seches, which means it's meruach achas. It's from one side. It has a nick. Shalei nifkim amibes stodim. But the nick does not go through on both sides. So the same thing over here. When fire scorches stones, and the stone is really not something that is burnt by fire, it doesn't destroy and penetrate the stone completely. It only like singes it, it scorches it, but it doesn't totally devour it as it does other materials. That's the lashon of six chavada. So Rashi explains that by other avos nezikin, a person would not be chayiv for something that is not fitting for that mazik. Whereas by Eish, even if the thing is not fitting, we learn out from the pasuk oy hasadeh, from that ribui of oy hasadeh, we learn out that even if it burns something that it's not roy, not fitting to be burnt, the one who made the fire would be chayiv. This is the unique halacha of Eish. Then the Gemara here brings the conclusion of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Hatzad HaShavish Behen, what is the common denominator between all the Ovis Nazikin, Shadark and Lahazik? The normal way is that they go out to be Mazik, their Derech is to be Mazik, Vishmi Rasan Alecha, and you are Mechuyiv to guard that they should not damage, Ukeshehizik, and when they do cause damage, and you were negligent in your Shmira, Chav HaMazik L'Sham Tashlumi Nezik Meitavoritz, then the Mazik has to pay the payments of damage from the best karka. So the Gemara understands that this lasuye mai is trying to tell us that there are certain items which will not be a direct tolda. It will not be a subunit of the father of the av. It won't fit perfectly into the definition of the av. But taking two of the avas together, through a tzad shava, we can learn out that this too is a mazik. So the Gemara wants to know, lasuye mai, what is in fact that item which is not a direct tolda of the av, of one of the avos, but it is learned from a common denominator, hatzad shavu shebehen. And on this kasha, we're going to have four terutzim in the Gemara. Three are an Amid Aleph, one is an Amid Beis. An Amid Aleph, we're going to have a Bayis Teretz, Ravis Teretz, Rav Adabar Avis Teretz, and an Amid Beis, we're going to have Ravinis Teretz. The Rosh speaks out that this is not a machlokis, that one does not hold of the other, but rather every Teretz here is adding on. Not only is a Bayis Teretz correct, Ravis says I have a second answer, and Rav Adabar Avis says I have a third, Ravinis says I have a fourth. All these four items will be able to be learned from the Tzad HaShava of two of the Avis, as we will discover which two of those Avis are as we learn the Gemara together. Amar Abai answers this question that the Tzad HaShava is Lasuye to be Marbe Avnoi Sakiru Masoi. He had a rock, a knife, and a burden. And Shehinichon Bereish Gagoi, irresponsibly, he put it on top of his roof, and it is something that could fall off with a ruach metzuya, and it in fact did fall off the roof with a normal wind. V'naflu beruach metzuya v'ziku. They fell off the roof with a normal wind and they caused damage. So that is the case that we're going to learn from a tzad hashav of two of the others. Ask the Gemara Hechidami, what exactly is the case? If, as they were falling off the roof, the rock, or the knife, or the burden, the package, damage as they were falling in midair. Hainu Eish. As Rashi says, this is a told of Eish. Why is it a told of Eish? As the Gemara continues, Maishno Eish, the Koyach Achim Urav Boy, just like Eish, there is another power that makes the Eish go, that which is the wind. The wind brings the fire from one place to another. It is your item. You made this fire. It belongs to you. And you are obligated to guard that it does not cause damage. And if it does cause damage, you're chayv to pay for the damages. So hani nami, these also, the avnei sakinu masoi, koyach acher me'urav ben, the wind pushed it off the roof. So there's another power that is mixed up together with them. It's your money, it belongs to you, and you're obligated to guard that it does not do damage, and therefore if it does damage, you will be chayiv. So this could not be what the Tzad HaShava is adding, because this in fact is a Toldav Eish. This has all the properties of fire. It's not fire, but it has the same characteristics, the same character traits of Eish, and therefore the person would be chayv because of Eish itself. The Gemara says, you know what we learn out from a Tzad HaShava in the case of Avnei Sekinu Masoi? Ve'ela busted the Naichi. It's speaking that the wind pushed it off the roof. As it was traveling, it did not cause damage. But then it fell down on the ground. When it fell down on the ground, an animal tripped, as Rashi says, then Maski ben Shor HaChamor, an ox or a donkey came and fell over these items and was damaged. And on that, the owner will be, the one who put the Avnei Sakinu Masoi on top of the roof will be chayiv. Now the Gemara says, let's analyze this answer. Idafka rinu, if the owner made it hefker, that anybody could take it. So bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, hayna bor. As Rashi brings down, we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, what constitutes bor. But both of them, in the Gemara further, in Hamaniach Zakar and Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, agree that if someone is mafkir, something that he owns, leaves it in the Rishus HaRabim, and it causes damage, he is chayiv. That is bor, because bor is a obligation, a chiyuv, that results, as Rashi brings down, the Gemara Mem Tes Amid Beis, al iske kriya upsicha boloi. He was digging into Rishus HaRabim. He opened up this bor. Then a damage took place. So even though it's hefker, because it's in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not in his backyard, yet the Torah put it in his Rishus and made him chayiv for any damage. So too, any article that he abandons in the Rishus HaRabim and becomes hefker, both Rav and Shmuel agree that this is bor. Now, as the Gemara continues, Maishna Bor Shchein Tchilas Asiyos LeNezik, What is the difference between Bohr, where from the outset the Bohr was about to cause damage? Right from the beginning, we know that there's a danger that someone will fall into this pit. So an animal will fall in and die or get damaged. It's your money. Tosfos explains it doesn't mean literally your money, because we're just saying that it's in reshus to rob mitzhefker. But it means it's because of your responsibility, you put it there. That's why it happened. And you the Torah said you must guard against any damage resulting from what you made hefker in the reshus to rob. So just like that's the halacha by Bor, Hani Nami, by Avnei Skinu Masoi, where he was mafkaret tchilas asiyos l'nezek. When you put down a stumbling block in the reshus to rob, you're mafkaret, well, that's Bor. You're from the outset, you're setting it up for trouble. Somebody's going to fall and hurt themselves. An animal will get damaged. And this is by something you should have anticipated, because it's going to fall off the roof with a ruach metzuya, then fall into the reshus harabim and cause damage. Umemoincha belongs to you, shmeras nolecha, and you're supposed to guard that no damage comes about. So there, Rav and Shmuel have no machlokas. They both hold it, if it's hefker, it's bor. And then again, you don't need a tzad shrav. It's a direct subunit of bor. Elo deloy afkarinu. We'll have to say that tzad shava we need when you were not mafkarit. Now, if you're not mafkarit, we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Anything that caused damage in the reshus harabim, which you were not mafkar, Rav says that has halach of shor. It's your mammon. It belongs to you. That's not bor, it's shor. Shmuel says that has halach of bor. According to Shmuel, there's two types of bor. There's a bor you're mafker and a bor you're not mafker. So, l'chayra, the Gemara's question is going to be on Shmuel, and it would seem we could ask the same question on Rav. Namely, according to Shmuel, the Gemara, in fact, is going to ask the question that if you weren't mafker, that's bor. And if it's bor, it's not from a tzad shava. We know it directly as a told of the av of bor. Rav, the Gemara doesn't ask. Tosfos on the top, Tosfos, Ilu Rav, like our sinin kidipirashalu. We're not gairus in the Gemara, Ilu Rav de Omar, that it has a din of shor, it's shor. And according to Shmuel, that says it has a din of bor, it's bor. We're not gairus that. Why not? So, as the Mesaras Hashas brings on the side, Tosfos is referring to the Tosfos before on Dav, Gimel Amid Beis. Divri Amaschel Mishoyre Lamadnu, where Tosfos in the third line on top says, Vim Toimar, Hechi Gomer Mishor, how do I learn Avnei Skinu Masoi from Shor? According to Rav, Malashor Shekain Balchai Vekavanos Elahazik. There is no comparison between Avnei Skinu Masoi to Shor, because it's not a Balchai, Shor is a living animal and has Kavanah to do damage. So the Rashbam is Mifaresh. The osi mi bor vishor mi ma'atzad. That ain't a chanami. It's a tzad shover between bor and shor. It's not a real bor because bor is hefker and this is your mammon. It's not a real shor because shor is not alive. Shor is alive and has kavana lahazik. Mashiach kain avnei skinu masoi is not alive. There is no kavana on the part of the avnei skinu masoi for damage. In that regard, it's more similar to bor. So as a combination between bor and shor, we'll have this din. And that's what Tosfos continues there on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Well, a kamon, he's referring to our Gemara, Gabi Atzad HaShava, Dekomer Abaye, Lasuye Avnei Skinoi, Loigoras Ilurav Deomer Kulu Mishor Lomadnu, Hainu Shor, Dilurav Asi Shapir Debame Atzad Asiye. That's what this Tosfos here on Dav Vav Amud Aleph is referring to what he said before in Dav Gimel Amud Beis. We're not gairus here. Ila Rav de Omar Shor, this is Shor. Now, we would have thought that the Gemara's question is both on Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds when you're not mafkarit, then the Avnei Skinu Masoi has a din of Shor. So again, you're not learning it from Bama Atzad, you're learning it from Shor. Shmuel says has a din of Bor, you're not learning it from Bama Atzad, you're learning it from Bor. Says Tosis, no, you're only Gairus Shmuel, but you're not Gairus Rav. Why? Because according to Rav, the Gemara has no kasha. Why? Because Tosis explained before in Daf Gilam Beis that according to Rav, when he said shore, he didn't mean just shore. He meant, in fact, a combination of shore and board together. So that's very good. According to Rav, it's very good that lasuye avneskin masoy, when he's not mafkarit, which is a little bit like shore, because it belongs to me, and it's a little bit like boar, because it's not living and it has no kavanah lahazik. So from the Bamei Atzad, I learned this out. That's good. But now the Gemara is going to ask on Shmuel. Elo deloy afkarinu. Let's go back to the Gemara. Lishmuel. We're not Gairis Rav, because Rav it's good. Lishmuel da'amar kulam mibar lamadnu. That not only do we learn out something that's hefker, but even something that's not hefker is learned out from boyer. So Haina Bor, Nadi Gemara has a terrific hash on Shmuel. So that is Bor. So how does Abaye want to say, La Sui Avneskinu Masoi Mamanavshach? If he was Mafkarit, that's Bor. If it hit while it's falling, that's Eish. If the shore damaged on the Avneskinu Masoi after it fell down, according to everybody, if it was Mafkarit, that's Bor. And if it was not mafkarit, it's good according to Rav, but according to Shmuel, it's boar. It's not from a matzina from a tzad shav. The Gemara answers la'olam dafkarin. Really, it's speaking about, like we said before, he was mafkarit and it fell down off the roof, and after it fell down, it was naichi. It rested on the ground, then it caused the damage. The shore tripped over it and damaged itself. But what you said before, well, that is boar. No, v'loy dami lebor. It's not exactly quite like boar. Why? Because ma lebor shekain ein koyach acher muriv boy. By boar, there is no other koyach that is mixed up in it. Toimar bahani, whereas by avneskin masoi, how did it get from the roof to the ground? She koyach acher muriv ben. There was a wind that brought it. So the Gemara is learning over here that this is a kula. You know why Boris Chayvet has a chumra that it damages without something else, some other power, some other force being involved. Mashi Enkain, the only way that this causes damage, the Avnei Skin Masoi, on top of the roof, and now it's on the floor, is by the wind pushing it off. That's another power, another koyach that's mixed in. So maybe that's not Chayvet. So, oh, Eish Techiach. I'll bring you from Eish. Because Eish is Koyach Achamurven. Mala Eish, Shekein Darchalei L'Chalahazik. I have a question on Eish also. Eish goes out and does damage. How can I learn Avneskinu Masoi, which does not go out and do damage? How is it doing damage here when it's on the ground, that the shore trips over it? So on that Bor Techich, Bor is also not Darchalei L'Chalahazik. The Chazar Adin, we go back and forth, and then we come out that it's a common denominator between Boyer and Eish together, between Boyer and Eish, then we will be able to learn Avnei Sekinoi Umasoi, that caused damage after it was Naichi. Now the Achroinim ask, once you're coming onto this Koyach Achmuruv boy, that you can't learn it directly from Boyer, then why do we have to say it's speaking about Afkarinu? Even if it's Loy Afkarinu, we would have the same necessity for a Bameh Hatzad. We would only know it through Bor and Eish. So some Achorim say Enechanami, the Gemara is Lav Dafka, and the Kiki on Diyana wants to say that the Gemara is saying a Chiddush, that if it's Loy Afkarinu and it has Koyach Acham Uruv Boy, it's certainly very not similar to Bor. The Gemara is saying a Chiddush, that even if it is Afkarinu, so then it has something in common with Bor, because Bor is Hefker in the Rishus HaRabim. On that, the Gemara says it's still not like Bor, because that's Koyach Acham Uruv Boy. So learns the Kikoyon the Yoina. Now the Rajba points out here, and really Tosis before in the Hamid Bey speaks this out as well, that we just learned that Koyach Acham Uruv Boy is a Chumra by Bor. We wouldn't be able to learn out Avnei Sekinu Masoi from Bor, because Bor has no Koyach Acham Uruv Boy. That's a Chumra. And Avnei Sekinu Masoi has a Koyach Acham Uruv Boy, so that's a Kula. Maybe it won't be Chayv if it has Koyach Acham Uruv Boy. Yet, at the beginning of this Amud, we said that when the Avnei Sekinu Masoi hit a person while, or hit ashore while they were falling off the roof. Oh, the Gemara says that's a told of Eish, because Eish is Korach Acher Meruv Boy, and the same with this. So there it seems that this is a Chumrah, Korach Acher Meruv Boy, and it makes it like Eish. Maishna Eish to Korach Acher Meruv Boy, Umamon Kishmar Salacha Haninami, Korach Acher Meruv Boy, Umamon Kishmar Salacha. So there it seems, points out the Rajba, that it makes the owner more chayiv if it's Korach Acher Meruv Boy, it makes the Avnei Skinim Asoy like Eish. So actually, Tosfos before in Ham and Beis touches on this in the long Tosfos, the fourth wide line, as Tosfos Yom Tomer. We learned in yesterday's sugya that everything could be learned out from Bor, and another one of the Avos, V'hechi osi Eish mi Bor v'chad minach, as Tosfos. How does Eish, how is it learned, derived from Bor and one of the others? Because I could say, Mala inach shekein enkach acham uruv boy. They, Bor and their other ones, don't have another force involved. Toimer be'esh, the Korach Acher Meruv Boy. Esh is Korach Acher Meruv Boy. Dahavi Kula. Because that's a Kula. How do I know it's a Kula? From the Gemara we just learned. Midaporach besomach, gavi avni skinu masoi, ma labor shekain, ein Korach Acher Meruv Boy. I can't learn out avni skinu masoi from Bor, because Bor does not have a Korach Acher Meruv, and avni skinu masoi falling off the roof and landing and then causing damage, do have Korach Acher Meruv. So we see Korach Acher Meruv is a Kula. If it's a Kula, so how do I learn out Eish from Bor and one of the others when Eish is Korach Acher Meruv and the rest, Bor and the others, are not Korach Acher Meruv boy? How could I learn the Kula from something that has a Chumrah? The Eish Loimar Taisa says, it depends what you're referring to. The Bor Shenasa Beloy Korach Acher, a Bor that's not done with any other Korach, Chomer Me Avne Skinoi Shalei Yizikah B'Yili Chosen, Ela Labasa Denaichi, Veloy Nasa Bor, Ela Al Yedei Korach Acher. In the Gemara we just finished learning, we were trying to learn out Avnei Skinu Masoi from Bor. And when was the Avnei Skinu Masoi causing damage? Not Behali Chosin as they were falling, but when they had already landed. When I compare that type of Mazik to Bor, then I could say Bor has a Chumrah. Bor causes damage even without the wind moving it. It's there, stationary, and a shore will fall in and damage itself. Whereas Avnei Skinu Masoi on the roof will not cause damage. It'll only cause damage when the wind pushes it off. So in that context, comparing Avnei Skinu Masoi to Bor, then Bor is more chomer. It doesn't require any other koyach. Avnei Skinu Masoi is a kula because it requires another koyach. Whereas in the Gemara on Hey Amid Beis, when we want to learn out Eish from Bor and something else, then we can't say, oh, Bor has a Chumrah over Eish because Ein Korach Acher Meruv Boy. Fakir, there we're speaking about Eish, where Eish as a Mazik, then the power of Eish as a Mazik with the power of the wind makes it a stronger Mazik than Bor, which is not Hoylechu Mazik, it's only Mazik B'Makoymoy. And that's why when the Gemara on the top here of Vav and Av was comparing Avnei Skinu Masoi that was causing damage as it was falling, so there the Rajba says that there it's a good comparison to Eish, that it's causing the damage with a Koyach Acher. So the Eish and the Avnei Skinu Masoi that are damaging while they're traveling, there in fact the Koyach Acher is a Chumrah. Masha Ein Kein, when we're comparing Avnei Skinu Masoi that's causing the damage after it has fallen down, and we're trying to learn that out of Bor, there we say that Bor doesn't need to have a wind to make it into a destructive force. Masha Ein Kein, the Avnei Skinu Masoi on top of the roof would never become a mazik on the ground unless it had the wind. That's a kula when we're comparing that to Bor. So answers Tosfos on Daf Hey Amid Beis. Continues the Gemara with the second teretz. Rava Amar, Rava says, La Suye, do you know what it's coming to add? What are we learning out from the Tzad HaShavah? Bor HaMizgalgul Baragli Adam Baragli Behema. That he placed the a rock, let's say, in the Rishus HaRabim, and it did not cause damage there, but rather a person or an animal kicked it, and it rolled someplace else, and it caused the damage someplace else, that a shore tripped over that rock in a different place. That is what we're going to learn out from Eitzat Hashav. Ask the Gemara, Hekidami, what is exactly the case? And it's very similar to the Gemara before. Idafgarinu, if the owner was mafgarid, bein l'rav, bein l'shmul, hana bor. So they both agreed it's bor. I don't need Eitzat Hashav. I learned it directly from bor, a told of bor. Why? Because ma'ishna bor shkent klos asiyosel nezik. It was made originally to cause a nezik. Ushmaras alech, you have to watch it. Hani nami, avniskinum, the borim is galgal. The rock that you put down, tchilas asiyosel nezik. It was made originally for nezik. Ushmaras alech, you have to watch it. And you're chayiv if it caused damage. Elo the lafgarit. Speaking about, he wasn't mafgarit. So Rav, we don't have a problem, as we learned from Tysus before, because we're going to learn that out from Shor and Bor with Abba Me'atzad. That's good. Balishmul Domer Klumi Bor Lamadnu, that we learn out a Bor, even when you're not mafgarit, it's a told of Bor. So Haina Bor. So what do I need Abba Me'atzad? This is a told of Bor. The Gemara answers, Loilim Dafgarinu. It's speaking about your mafgarit. Veloy Domi Labor. What you said, it's exactly like Bor, is not true. It's not exactly like Bor. Why? Because Ma, Laborsh came Mice of Gormaloy. How did this become into a mazik? By the person opening up the hole in the Risha Sarab. Taimer Bahani. She ain't Mice of Gormaloy. But if I put something into the Risha Sarab and then somebody kicked it and it caused a damage someplace else, that somebody tripped over it. So it's not my Mice that was Gormaloy. It was the kicking of that person or the animal that caused it. And therefore it's not to be learnt out from Bor. So therefore, Shor Yechiyah. I'll have to learn out from Shor, because Shor is also not considered, Rashi explains, Mice of Gormaloy. I didn't cause anything with the Shor. It's my mammon that's being mazik. So the same thing like Shor is a mazik. So my package that I put down in Rosh Hashanah Rabban, which was kicked, is also something that belongs to me. But I can ask the question. Ma l'shor shkein darkei leilech l'hazik. Its tendency is to go and be mazik. Bor techiach, bor does not go, it's stationary. The shor or the chamor come to the bor. The chazer adin, we go back and forth. Loi roi zek roi zed, this one is not the same as this, this one is not the same as this. The common denominator, that they are something that you have to watch out, that don't cause damage. And if they cause damage, you're chayiv. The same thing I'll learn from the Bamei Atzad, Bor HaMizgalgu. So here, Bor HaMizgalgu will be learned out from Bor and Shor together. Rav Adabar Ava Omar, he gives a third teretz, Lasu Yehud Asanya, that which we learned in Abraisa, Kol Elish Amru, there are certain halachas that Bezdin permitted a person to put out a potentially dangerous thing that can cause damage with the Rishus of Bezdin. But when you have that Rishus of Bezdin to do it, you should know you have Rishus to put it out. But if it does cause damage, you're chayiv. What are Kol Elish Amru, all these things that you're allowed to move? As Rashi explains, these things are going into your field, away from your house, and now you want to move them into the Rishus Rabbim. For example, Poiskin B'Yabaseyin, the Kol Elishamru, what are all those things that you have a heter at certain times of the year to bring into the Rishus Rabbim? When you open up your waste pipes that are bringing your waste into your chotzer. And now you want to redirect those pipes that it should bring your waste into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Or Vigorfin, you can shovel out Marasein, the caves. This refers to septic pits, which are away from your house. I've been collecting all this soya, this dirt, in the tanks there. You want to redirect it now into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the halacha is, in the summer where everything is dry and people will walk in a clean, dry Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, ain't lam Rosh, you have no Rosh Hashanah to redirect it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. In the winter time when it's slushy and dirty there anyway, yes, lam Rosh Hashanah, Bezin gives you Rosh Hashanah. But afal pisha Rosh Hashanah, even though you have Rosh Hashanah Bezin to redirect these items into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, im hiziku, if they cause damage, chayav l'shalem, the owner is chayav l'shalem. And that we will learn out from the Bamei Atzad. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what is the case exactly here? Iba hadidikazi maski, if they cause damage as they were moving along and as you were throwing them out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you were emptying them from the pipes, and while they were being emptied, they hurt something, koyachayu, then that's adama mazik. That's your koyach. That's your power itself. So of course you're chayv because of adama mazik. Ela baser naich. Speaking about it, it already had landed in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then let us say a shore tripped on it. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Similar to the Gemara before. Idaf Karinu, if you were mafkarit, then Bein Rav Bein Lishmul had a bor. You don't need a Bamemetzinu, Eitzara Shove. It is a direct told of bor. Why? Because Maishna bor the Klaus HaSiyosel Nezik. Its beginning was apt to cause damage. Umemoincha, it's your money, as we explained before. It was really hefker, but it means it was yours and your responsibility, and you were the one who made the bor in the Rishus HaRabim. Ushmar Salacha, you have an obligation to guard it, haninami, so these waste products, tchilas es yosel nezek, they are by nature going to cause nezek, the people will trip on it. Umemoin, Kishmar Salacha, they belong to you, and you have to guard that they do not cause damage. So this is a direct told of bor. Elad lefkarin, you were not mafkarin. So again, according to Rav, we can learn it out from Shor and Bor with a tzara shava, and according to Rav, it's beautiful. But leshmuel damar kulumi bor lamadnu, that if you're not mafkar something, you learn it out from Bor, sahainu Bor, it's a told of Bor, what do we need? A tzara shava shabahen, loilam dafkarin, it really was mafkarin. V'leidami labor, it is not the same as bor. Because ma'alabor shkain shaloi rishos, bor, you dig a bor in your strum without permission. Timer behind the rishos, these are done with rishos, so you can't, they're not exactly the same as bor. So what will I bring to learn out these halachas, that you are chai for hezek? Shor yechia. I'll bring shor, as Rashi explains, when you walk with your shor in the rishos harabim, you're doing so with the rishos bezdin. But of course, if your shor causes damage, it is chayiv. So therefore, I can learn out for shor. You have a question, ma'al shor shkein dakri leilich lazik, that it's derech is to go to mimazik, and masha'en kein, these items, the derech is not to go and be mazik by themselves. When they're lying there in the rishos harabim, they cause damage when animals trip over them, but they do not go and be mazik. Bor techia. I'll bring you bor. It has the same characteristic that, the animal will come to it and fall into the bor. V'chazer adin. So we go back and forth. We can't learn it perfectly from shor. We can't learn it perfectly from bor. But between bor and shor together, we can learn out these items that you had a right, rishos bezdin, to put out in the rishos harabim. But if they were mazik, you are chayiv. Now, in this whole sugya, there is a machlokes rishonim, something that is learned from a common denominator, from the tzara hashava. What dinim does it have? Does it have the chumras? Does it have the chumras of both items? Let's say you're learning out from bor and esh. Does it have the kulas of bor and esh? That, for example, bor v'loy kalim, esh not tomun. So some Rishonim, in fact, learn it has the kulas of both. However, the Rashba says that it really, the whole sugya here, the main melamed is bor. And all of these items that were being marber from the tzara shava have the same characteristic as bor. That's ein darker leilich lahazik. These are all cases where these items do not go out and do hezek. So the Rashba learns that the real malamed is bor. The only thing is you have a weak point in the bor. For example, in the case that we just learned, that bor is without rishus and these are with rishus. So on that, I'll bring you shor. You have a weak point that bor is mice of gormuloy and avneskin masoy are not. Or Borum is Galgal is not mice of Gormaloy, so I'll bring you Shor. But the main Malamed is Bor, and therefore the Rashba learns that Lechumra and Lekula, we compare these items on this only to Bor. And the Maram Shif wants to bring a Raya to this sheet of the Rashba from a Toisus here. Toisus, the fourth bottom Toisus on Amid Aleph, Toimer, Divra Maskal Toimer Bahani Dibrishur Shor Yechiach, as Toises, Vim Toimer, Laman Diomer, Tane Shor Leragloi. Now what does Shor mean? Regel, Hechi Komer Shor Yechiach Dibrishus Chayiv. How can the Gemara say that Regel is Chayiv even though he has Rishus? For Regel Lemechavel Rishus Anizik. We learned at the beginning of today's Shir. Ubir Bistei Acher. If you say shor is regal, regal is only rishus and nizik. Visham ain't rishus. He has no rishus to go to the sada of the place where the shor did the damage. So if shor means regal, how do we understand the Gemara here? Taisa's answer is going shahalach rishus to rabim vehitiz vehizik rishus hayachad dechayiv, that he was going in the rishus of rabim where he has rishus. But he knocked something in his walking off the ground, and that item flew in the air, which we call tsrurus, and it landed in Rishus HaYachid, and as it landed in Rishus HaYachid, it caused damage. So therefore, it is with Rishus, and yet it would be chayiv for that, because the damage was caused in the Rishus HaYachid. The Rajba gives a similar teretz. The animal kicked a beam. That part of it, the head of one side was in Rishus Rabim, the other head was in Rishus HaYachid. When he kicked the beam into the Rishus HaYachid, it caused damage in Rishus HaYachid. So he had Rishus to be walking in Rishus Rabim, yet he caused the damage in Rishus HaYachid. So Mimela, I'll be able to learn out these dinim of Kol Eli Shamru Poiskin Bibaisein Vigarfim Arisein, where I have Rishus Bezdin in the Yumeyek Shamim to pour them into the Rishus HaRabim. I have Rishus, yet I'm Chayv, I made Hezek. I'll learn that out from this case of Regel, where the animal knocked the beam further into Rishus HaYachid and caused damage. The Rajba gives a different teretz, that Shor Yechich doesn't mean what we say in the Mishnah Shor is, which is Regel, but it means the Chiyuvim of Shor. Since we find that there are Chiyuvim of Shor, let's say Karen, in the Rishus HaRabim, there is no Ptura of Rishus HaRabim, and yet it's Rishus, so we can learn out from Shor to the Halacha of Kol Eila Sha'amru. But from Taisus Teretz, the Maram Shif brings a Raya to what the Rajba said, because if we're going to not say like the Rajba, then L'chari we have a Kasha. How can the Gemara say that we learn out from Bor and Shor? And what does Shor mean, Regal? And what's the case where the Shor did a Bershus? A case of Tsururis. Tsururis is only Chayiv Chatzi Nezik. We're trying to make the person Chayiv for the total damage. And we're bringing a Raya, we're learning it out from Shor, we only pay Chatzi Nezik. So therefore the Maram Shif says, this is a Raya to the Rajbas Shita. That really the main Melamed is Bor. And therefore the Chiyuvim are always Nezik Shalom. All we want to prove from Regel is that there's a possibility to be Chayiv even when it's Rishus. So you're right. The Chiyuv of Regel is only Chatzi Nezik in this case because it's a case of Tsruris. It splintered over, it shot up in the air and landed in the Rishus HaYachid and caused damage there. But as long as I see that Regel could be Mechuyiv, even though the shore was walking Rishus, that's enough that now I can learn the main limud from Bor. And in fact, when the person sent his waste products into the Rishus HaRabim with Rishus, he'll taka be chayv nezik shalom, he won't be chayv chatz nezik, because the main malamid, as the Rajba says in this entire sugya, is Bor. Continues the Gemara on Amid Beis, we come to the fourth lasuye mai. Ravina, my last two, you this not that which we learned in the Mishnah. Hakoisuva, even if you have a wall or a tree. Shenuf, Lushus Aram, they fell into Lushus Aram, Vizik, when they caused damage. Potum, Lishalim. So he's not obligated for that. But what happens if Nosn, Lezman, Lokitsa, Seilin? Let's say Bezin saw that it's about to fall down. They gave him, you have 30 days in which to chop down your tree. Velistor es hakoisel. Bezin thought that the wall and the leaning tree will last longer than 30 days. So they gave him 30 days to break the wall. And in those 30 days, when that flew, they fell down. So if it's betoichazman in the 30 days viziku, and they caused damage, potter. Lacharazman, if they caused damage after the time that Bezin allotted them, then they're chayiv, because they were responsible to meet the deadline. They didn't. They're chayiv. Hey chidami, what's the case? This is going to be the case that we're going to learn out from Tzad HaShava. What's the case? Eid afkara, if the owner was mafkar, the tree, or the kosel, so bein l'rav, bein l'shmul, hanabor. Maishna bor, why is it different than bor, the zika matzoi, that it's a common hezek, ushmarase alecha. Rashi points out, although we said before, bor is not a common hezek, it doesn't happen often, but that was in comparison to regel, which is more hezek matzoi. But in and of itself, if I'm not comparing bor to regel, Rashi says bor also is somewhat of hezek matzoi. Ushma Asalechi, you have to watch it. Haninami. So the wall and the tree also, Zeka Matsui, it looks like it's going to fall down and cause damage. Ushma Asalecha. Now, so if it's a Hefker case, then definitely we would learn it out from Bor. We don't need a Tzara Shava. Idolo Hefkerinu, if it's not Hefker, again, according to Rav, it's good, as Tosis explained throughout the Sugya, because we'll learn it out from a Tzara Shava between Bor and Shor. Balishmuel, Dolom, Arkulum, Labor, Lamadnu, Mibor, Lamadnu. We learn out even when you're not Mafkarit from Bor, Haina Bor, so it's a told of Bor. What do you need? It's out of Shava. Answers the Gemara. Lo'oi, Lamdafkarinu. He was Mafkarit. Veloidami, Labor. It is not exactly like Bor. I'm going to have to learn it from something else. Ma, Labor, Shkain, Tchlasa, Seosel, and Ezek. Originally, right at the start, when he opened up the boar, it was prone to cause damage. Timer Bahani Mashenkin by the wall or by the tree, which he had a tree for shade or for fruit. He had a wall for protection, for privacy. He didn't make it for Hezek. It's only now that it's in a precarious state. It could fall down, but it's not Tchilasa Yasiyasa Nezek. It's Ain Tchilasa Yasiyasa Nezek. It's not made originally for Nezek, and therefore I could not learn it out from Bor. Shor Yechiyach. I'll bring you a shor that shor is also not chalas esyon nazik, and yet it's chayav. I can ask you mal shor shkain darker lel chazik. It's ways to go, and these items cause hezik when after they fell down, people trip over it. So that's not derech leilech lahazik. Bor you teichich. I'll bring you bor that bor is also not darker lel chazik, and yet it's chayav. Chazir adin. We'll go back and forth. Common denominator. You have to watch them. And if you don't watch them, you're chayiv to pay. So we have a total of four answers to the question of what the Tzara Shavit is being marba. According to Abai, it's marba avneskinu masoi. According to Rava, it's marba bora mizgalgal. According to Ravada Barav, it's marba when you brought out Hezek into the Rishus of Rabim with the Rishus of Bezdin, when you emptied your waste products. And according to Ravin, it's marba, a wall or a tree, which Bezdin gave you a certain amount of time to knock the wall down or chop the tree down, and you didn't do it, and it caused damage, that again, we would be learning that out from Bor and Shor. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah said that Kishahizig, if you didn't watch your mazikim, and they caused damage, Chav HaMazik, the mazik is Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, Chav HaMazik. The Lashon here is Chav, Chayiv, HaMazik Miboyle. The correct Lashon is Chayiv. Although Tosfos points out that we do in other places use the word Chav, and we have no problem. The Gemara doesn't ask the Kash of Chayiv. For example, Tosfos and Divrei Maskil Chav, Chayiv Miboyle says, we have, Ein Chavin La'adam Ela B'fanav. You only make a Chov for a person in front of him. Or Tosfos B'chov, B'makam Shechav L'Cherim. Where the Balchov grabbed something where it caused a detriment to others. So there the Gemara doesn't ask, it should say Chayiv. Tosfos answers, because in those cases, it is used as an act of detriment, an act of disadvantage. Ein Chavin L'Adam, you don't do an act of detriment to a person. So there the Lashon Chav is correct. Masha Ankin over here, we're trying to say that the person is a mechuyev. It's like an adjective on the word man. The man is found guilty, and therefore he's financially obligated to pay. There, the correct lashon, the Gemara says, should have been chayev, and the Gemara wants to know, why does the Tana of our Mishnah use the word chav? Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Hai Tani Rishalmiyu. Rebbe, who is the redactor of the Mishnah, collected various Mishnayis. And he left them in their original form. The one who was the Tana of this Mishnah came from Eretz Yisrael. He was Yerushalmihu. And they spoke in more concise terminology. The Tani Lishna Klila. They spoke in a kal, in an easy abbreviated Lushan. So they took the word Chayiv and they used instead the word Chav. And that's why, in fact, in the Talmud Yerushalmi, we find that the word Chayiv is listed, even as an adjective, it's listed as Chav, and that's why Rebbe left it the way that Tana of Yerushalmi learnt our Mishnah. And what is he mechuyev to pay? He's mechuyev to pay l'sham tashlumi nezik. Now we have a famous machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The meitav that the Mishnah says that he's chayev to pay, the meitav the shehizik chava mazik l'sham tashlumi nezik. The meitav ha'aretz. Whose meitav are we speaking about? Are we speaking about the nizik or are we speaking about the mazik? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Meitav Sadeyu, Meitav Karmi Sham. It says in the Pasuk that he has to pay. The complete Pasuk is, Ki Yavir Ish Sade Oikar, Vishalachas Beiroi Ubir Bistei Acher, Meitav Sadeyu, Meitav Karmi Yishalem. So says Rabbi Shmuel, Meitav Sadeyu Shal Nizik, Meitav Karmi Shal Nizik. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara thinks that Rabbi Shmuel means that even if the mazik's ox ate a inferior bed of crops, you would have to pay the nizik what his superior bed of crops is. And the Gemara is going to challenge that in a moment. That's the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, loy ba kosev, elo ligvois lenazokin, midi idiots. The Torah is only coming to tell us that for causing damage, you can collect from the idiots of the mazik, which is the simple pshat, the way we thought it is when you learned the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva learns the pashup pshat. The mazik has to pay the $1,000 damage that he owes to the nizik comes from the mazik's better crops. Instead of giving a large piece of inferior land, he'll give a smaller piece of superior land. It'll be the same money. It's the same $1,000 that he has to pay. But people would prefer to have a smaller amount of superior land than a larger amount of inferior land. And that's what the mazik has to give up from his properties. V'kavachomer l'hegdish, certainly hegdish, and Rashi brings down that the Gemara further will explain exactly what these words mean. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, according to the mistake that the Gemara is making, thinking that Rabbi Shmuel means to say that even if the ox ate from the inferior, you have to pay from the superior of the nizik, ochal shmein mishmal shmein, I understand. If he ate a superior fatty part of the grain of the field, you have to pay the shmeina. But ochal chusha mishalim shmeina bitmiya? Question mark. If he ate the inferior, he also has to pay the better. And Taisus Divya Maskel Rabbi Yishmol ochal shmeina explains two pshatim. The first one is, as we just said, how could the Torah be mechayiv him to pay more a shmeina for a chusha if he only ate a chusha? And the second Teretz explains it a little deeper, that if, in fact, he had eaten shmeina, we understand that he doesn't have to go and pay more than the shmeina that he ate. Exactly what he damaged, that's what he has to pay. Ochel shmeina mishal shmeina. So if so, if he ate chusha, suddenly the din is that you have to pay more. Why is it different than by shmeina? Just like by shmeina, if he ate, he paid shmeina. By chusha, if he ate, all you should have to do is pay a comparable kechusha bed of produce. Amar Avidi Bar Av, and Ochel Maiskin, you know what I'm speaking about here? You're right. Chusha would never pay shmeina. But kegoin, she'ochel aruga bein arugais. He ate one row of produce amongst many rows. V'layadini chusha ochel v'shmeina ochel. After the animal ate it, they were unable to determine whether he had eaten chusha or shmeina. The mishal shmeina, the halacha is that you have to pay a shmeina. Before we go on, I just want to mention that the bottom, the last part of Tosfos, in Divrei Maaser Rabbi Shmuel, in the middle, it's v'im toimar. Ask Tosfos, why does the Gemara only ask this question on Rabbi Shmuel? We could ask the same question on Rabbi Kiva. Good, Rabbi Kiva holds it from the mazik, but maybe Rabbi Kiva means el lig vois lezak mina idiyas, that you have to pay mina idiyas even though you only ate mina kusha. Why are Rabbi Shmuel's words more indicating more that even if you ate a kusha, you have to pay shmeina? We could misinterpret Rabbi Kiva the same way. So Tosfos answers that no. The Gemara didn't feel Rabbi Kiva such a problem because the way Rabbi Kiva formed his rebuttal to Rabbi Shmuel, it indicates that he too thought that Rabbi Shmuel was saying that, and Rabbi Kiva is not trying to say that. You, Rabbi Shmuel, say for chush you have to pay shmeina. No, loy boh hakos of ella, that lashon that the Torah only came ligvois l'zigman is, seems to be that Rabbi Kiva is saying as a rejoinder to Rabbi Shmuel, you're making a big mistake, Rabbi Shmuel. You say for chush you have to pay more shmeina. No, the Torah only wants that it should come from the mazik smeitav. That, but not that you have to pay more value than what you cost Hezek. The payment of $1,000 has to be not from $1,000 inferior land, it's from $1,000 superior land. But it's the same $1,000. So therefore, the Gemara understood that Rabbi Kiva is trying to tell us that in my pshat, you never pay more. You pay what he caused damage, except the mazik has to pay from his best field. But in Rabbi Shmuel's words, the Gemara thinks, and especially after seeing that Rabbi Kiva thought like that, L'chaira, that Rabbi Shmuel means that even though you only ate chusha, you have to pay from the shmeina of the nizik. So the Gemara is now trying to answer, no, you don't have to pay minashmeina, but if you don't know what he ate, then you have to pay minashmeina. Amr Rava, I don't understand that either. Uma ilu yadin chusha ochel, loy misham ala b'chusha, if I would know that he's eating chusha, then all you would have to pay is chusha. Hashtu deloy adini chusha ochel, ishmein ochel. So now that I don't know whether the animal ate a inferior or superior mishalm shmeina, then you have to pay shmeina. That's against all Hilchas Chosha Mishpat, because we have a basic rule in Hilchas Chosha Mishpat, ha-moitzi mechaver al varaya. You're trying to get money from me. You want to get more money because you are saying that my animal ate your shmeina. So prove it. Until you prove it, I could say that he only ate chusha and I only pay you chusha. So that Teretz Achara is not good either. El Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Hoch my skin, you're right. Both of the cases we gave before are wrong. In understanding Rabbi Shmuel, Kusha does not pay Shmeina. And even a Suffolk, whether he ate a Shmeina, he still don't pay Shmeina. Because I'm Oitzvich Havel Varayah. But you know what the Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva is going to be? Kegoin Shahaisa Idis the Nizik is Ziburis the Mazik. The Nizik had Idis and Ziburis. His idiots were equal to the mazik's ziburius. And now the question is, do I pay that $1,000 that my ox damaged, what he ate in your field, do I pay it from your superior, which will be my inferior, or do I pay it from my superior? So it's not a case here, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the mazik is going to have to pay more than he damaged. The question is it good enough that he pays from his ziburius because that is the nizik's idius, or does he have to pay from his own, the mazik's own idius? Ubahopli, Rabbi Shmuel, sovereign, but a nizik shaminit. We look at the nizik. If this is the nizik's idius, then the mazik can give his ziburius. Rabbi Kiva, sovereign, no, you've been a mazik shaminit. The 1,000 has to be not, for example, a whole acre of inferior of the mazik, but a quarter acre of the mazik superior, which will be equal to an acre of the nizik superior. So he gives according to Rabbi Shmuel, the mazik can give his ziburius, which will be equal to the nizik's idius, and according to Rabbi Kiva, no, he has to give his idius. So Einach Hanami, he'll have to give the quarter of an acre of his idius, but it equals 1,000, but he can't give from his ziburius. My time at Rabbi Shmuel, what's the reason of Rabbi Shmuel? Nemer sota lamata, nemer sota lamala. In the pasuk that we quoted before, it says that the animal went, ubir b'steyacher. It grazed in another field. Who's the other field? The nizik's field. Then it says, what does the mazik have to pay? Meitiv sadeu, meitiv karmoy, yishalem. So we say, ma sota homer lamala the nizik. Just like the sota before, ubir b'steyacher, that's the sota of the nizik. Af sada amur lamata, the same sada that said later in the pasuk of mate of sadehu, mate of karmi shalem, that's also the nizik. I make exer shavu from the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk. V'Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva, no, it means something else. The pasuk mate of sadehu, mate of karmi yishalem, he has to pay the heich the karmi shalem, the one who has to pay, which is the mazik. He has to look at his best. He can't give his ziburius, which is equal to the Nizik's idius, but rather he has to give his idius. Taisus and Divrei Maaser Kegoyin points out that the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is only in this case, the one that we mentioned, where the Zaburius of the Mazik are equal to the idius of the Nizik. And then the Machlokes says, do you give the idius of the Nizik, which would be the Mazik Zaburius, or do you give the Mazik's idius? However, the opposite case, there's for sure no Machlokes. What would be the opposite case? The opposite case would be that the idius of the Mazik are equal to the Zaburius of the Nizik, because if you're not going to accept the Mazik's, if you're going to say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, but the Nizik Shaminit, that you have to give the Nizik's idius, so it'd come out that the Mazik's idius are like the Nizik's Zaburius, so he would have to go out and buy idius in the marketplace that should equal the Nizik's idius. That for sure, nobody expects him to go out and make a purchase to equal the idius of the Nizik. But the Machlokes is, in this case, where the Zaburius of the Mazik are equal to the idius of the Nizik. There, Rabbi Shmuel says, go after the idius of the Nizik, which equals the Mazik Zaburius. And Rabbi Akiva is machmer in that case and says, no, you have to give him from the idius of the Mazik. But according to everyone, you never have to pay a Shmena for a kusha. You have to give the exact value of what you damage. The question is, do you take it from the idius of the Mazik, or do you take it from his Zaburius, which are equal to the Nizik's idius? Rabbi Shmuel, when it comes to the pasuk of Meitav Sudei Meitav Karamer Yishalim, that Rabbi Akiva Darshan, the one who is paying, has to pay from his own field. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't disagree. Sometimes you're right, Rabbi Akiva. But Ahani Gzeirishova that I used of Sada Lamala Lamata, which was the Nizik field that works sometimes. Ahani Kra, sometimes I used the Pasuk to Darshan like Rabbi Akiva. When is it? Two different cases. Ahani Gzeirishova that we go after the Nizik field, Kedekarmina. Like we spoke out, where the Zaburius of the Mazik are equal to the idius of the Nizik, then you can go with the idius of the Nizik, and the Mazik can give his Zaburius. Ahani Kra, the Pasuk can also be learned like Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to Isle Lamazik, it is his Zaburius. The Mazik has idius and Zaburius. The idius, Lenizik. The Nizik has idius. Uziburius, the Mazik, Leishaviyak, idius, the Nizik. The Mazik, Ziburius, are not equal to the idius and Nizik. We before said that the case was that the Mazik Ziburius are equal to the idius, the Nizik. So there, Rabbi Shmuel says, you learn out from the Gzeir Shavi, go after the Nizik's idius, and the Mazik can give a Ziburius. But what happens if the Mazik Ziburius are not quite equal to the idius of the Nizik? What do you do then? The Misham Leimite of today. Then the Mazik, I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva, has to pay from his idius. Why? The Leimatsi Amalei. The Mazik can't say to the Nizik, cannot say to the Nizik, Ta'at Gavim Zaburius. Go you and collect from the Zaburius. Elagavim Meitav. Then you collect from the Mazik's Meitav. Because if, in this case, where the idius of the Nizik are not, where the Zaburius of the Mazik are not equal to the idius of the Nizik, so then if he gives him his Zaburius, whose idius is he giving? He's not giving the Mazik's idius, and he's not giving the Nizik's idius, because his Zaburius are not equal to the Nizik's idius. Then Rabbi Shmuel's Moira, that he made the Sedeo, that he at least has to give from the idius of the Mazik. The Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a tremendous kasha. What is the Gemara after going to such a complicated case, where he has idius and Zaburius, and the idius are not equal, the Zaburius are not equal to the idius of the Nizik? Let the Gemara say Parshat. If the Zaburius of the Mazik are equal to the idius of the Nizik, then I learn out from the Gzeirah Shavah that we go after the idius of the Nizik. Fine. You know when we go after the idius of the Mazik? When the Nizik does not have any karka. He has no more remaining karka. And therefore, the only choice I have is to go after the idius of the Mazik. The Gemara could have given us a simple teretz, and Rabbi Kiva Eger remains with a tzorich iyun.